From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld President Donald Trump's travel ban, targeting several Muslim-majority countries. In a 5-4 ruling issued Tuesday, the court dismissed the view the ban violated the Constitution and religious discrimination.
The ruling shows that all of the attacks from the media and the Democrat politicians are wrong, and they turned out to be very wrong. And what we're looking for as Republicans, I can tell you, is strong borders, no crime.
Mr. Trump said the ban is necessary to protect the country against militant attack and reaffirm the need for a border wall along the Mexican frontier.
We started the wall. We're spending a lot of energy and a lot of time, and started up in San Diego and other places. It's under construction now. We have $1.6 billion. But we're going to ask for an increase in wall spending so we can finish it quicker.
His political opponents and rights groups denounced the high court ruling, including this protester at a New York City rally.
We may have a Supreme Court that decided to rule this way, but God is on our side, and we will get through this, my sisters and brothers.
The ruling affirmed broad presidential discretion over who is allowed to enter the country. The UN mission to Mali Tuesday said Malian troops serving with a multinational anti-jihadist force executed a dozen civilians in May in a reprisal for the death of a soldier. Mali's government last week acknowledged some of its soldiers were implicated in rights abuses after the discovery of mass graves. UN rights investigators Tuesday said security forces and militia in Democratic Republic of Congo's Rest of Kasai region committed atrocities amounting to war crimes and crimes against humanity. They denounced what they called this serious problem of impunity. This is VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has appealed for national unity as protests and strikes erupted in Tehran and spread over deteriorating economic conditions. Analyst Benham Ben Talablu of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies said it underscores the inability of government to modernize the economy.
And what happens is you have lots of classes suffering, you have a squeezed middle class, you have a dying private sector, and you have the bazaar, which led the strikes yesterday and today, gasping for life.
Meanwhile, Washington has warned countries buying Iranian oil to stop doing so by November 4 to cut funding to Iran. Pro-regime forces in Syria pursued an offensive in the rebel-held south, prompting tens of thousands to flee as an assault on the city of Daraa began. Jens Lerke is a UN humanitarian official in Geneva.
Civilian infrastructure has also reportedly been attacked and damaged, including an airstrike on Sunday the 24th of June that took a field hospital in the town of Al-Khraq out of function.
The region near Jordan and Israel had been under a de-escalation agreement. Jordan said its border is closed to any more Syrian refugees. The rights group Amnesty International said senior military officials in Myanmar, also known as Burma, should face trial for crimes against humanity over the treatment of Rohingya Muslims. It called on the UN Security Council to refer the matter to the International Criminal Court. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa said national elections will go on peacefully next month, despite a weekend blast at a ruling party campaign rally in which he narrowly escaped injury. Two died, dozens were wounded, including Vice President Constantino Chiwenga. No claim of responsibility. The Dutch parliament has approved a law banning all face coverings in public buildings, but not on the street. It's a welcome move to Freedom Party Senator Marjolein Faber van de Klohorst.
Because this is the first step to de-Islamize the Netherlands. And we think it's necessary because we want to protect our civilization and Western freedoms. And so this is the first step. And the next step is to close all the mosques in the Netherlands.
Supporters say it's aimed at making schools, hospitals, and public transport safety. Critics say it's aimed at getting rid of Islamic veils such as the burqa and niqab. Argentina managed to make the World Cup Final 16, beating Nigeria Tuesday 2-1. Paulo Nani is an Argentine football fan.
Unbelievable. Massive, massive win, but fair play to the Nigerians. They are fantastic. Really close game.
In another match Tuesday, Croatia defeated Iceland 2-1. Two British Columbia men belonging to a Mormon sect have been sentenced to house arrest for 3 and 6 months, respectively, on Tuesday for having multiple wives. According to CBC News, it is Canada's first convictions for polygamy in more than a century. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Oh, yeah.